Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 7 of Girls Night. Thanks for joining us. That voice you're hearing, besides mine, is the wonderful Jonas Schroat, on for a fifth appearance as our guest. We also have a very special guest on this episode, who will be the lead singer of the Band of Horses, one of my favorite bands, and we're going to get to him in just a couple minutes, but first, I got to thank our sponsors this week. Number one, the hottest porn horror film made in the last 10 years, The Hills Have Thighs. And also, we have a new genre of sponsor. It's a cover band wanted to sponsor us.
Oh, yeah?
Hispanic at the Disco. So that's right out of my act, and you can listen to that at some point. Hispanic at the Disco. They cover Panic at the Disco songs Hispanically.
Again, did they give money to the podcast, or did they just give a shout out from stage?
No, they just told me that they were sponsoring it. I don't even know what that means, to be honest.
No.
They said, could you give us a shout out and we'll sponsor you, but I haven't seen anything.
Listen, I know I'm just a guest.
Yeah.
Far be it from me to tell you how to run your podcast.
Thank you.
If you're going to do sponsors, maybe you should try to get some sort of monetary.
Hey, I just think that's hacky. Most podcasts take money as sponsorship. I just think it's hack. I like to take friendship.
Yeah, it's your show, I guess.
It is my show. God damn it.
Oh, my God.
All right. Let's get into my weekend because I know that we don't like to do this on the podcast. That's not what Girls Night is about. It's mostly a dance party, and we'll get to that dance party eventually. But first, I'm going to tell you what happened this weekend because I had a weird, rough weekend.
Oh, yeah?
I got dragged into going to a Dave Matthews Band weekend, which,
if you
like Dave Matthews Band, that's fine, and enjoy your smell. I don't, it's not my...
What smell is that?
It's a patchouli-esque, sure. I don't know, it's a not showering
patchouli
sort of smell.
Patchouli and body odor?
You know what, I'm coming to this with a prejudgment because... I had only because of this weekend. You're probably fine.
That's not a prejudgment.
It's not?
No,
that's right. It's a post judgment.
It's just a judgment.
Yeah, but I didn't meet all Dave Matthews Band fans. Here's the experience I had this weekend at the Dave Matthews Band. Like we camped out. I had to go with a friend because he suckered me in. Honestly, a couple people suckered me in. I'm gonna go ahead and name you out as one of them.
I didn't try to get.
People who told me they were going to this thing,
right, well,
it was going to be a big, fun weekend.
I didn't say it was going to be a big, fun weekend.
And then it ended up me and a bunch of 19-year-olds and one friend.
Oh, man, I should have gone.
Yeah.
19-year-olds.
Here's the thing that happened that really screwed the weekend up for me. Here's the interesting thing I think that happened. Here's what I'm taking away from the weekend that I'm still thinking about was... One night, I had to get real drunk to be at this thing. So I was just up at night, like 4 a.m, wandering around the campgrounds, just drunk, stumbling. And this couple of guys, sitting at their campsite, yells over to me. They see me walking. I'm trying to find this other campground that I was going to go hang out at. And this couple of guys yell out at me, "Hey, you got on two shoes!" Which is a pretty normal thing, I think, to have. And I was like, yeah. I thought they were being fun. And then the guy goes, "Most people only got on one shoe by now." Again, I didn't know what that meant. So I was just like, oh, yeah. And I kept walking. And he goes, "Faggot." Like, it was so angry.
Was he trying to get in a fight as an afterthought, or was that the whole
I think
thing?
It was like his last ditch effort at getting in a fight. Like, he's trying to say, "Hey, buddy, come back. I want to fight.
I didn't get in with my shoe line, maybe."
"You're wearing a shirt. That's, hey, let's fight." It was very strange, and I'm still troubled by it. What's going on in your life there, Joe Nasty?
Well, I got into a little fight with my neighbor.
Yeah?
Recently.
What about?
Okay, so...
Which neighbor also? Was it like a real altercation with like a big man?
No, it's not this one right here. And it's not that one. It's
oh, that one totally explains it.
Over here.
I like it.
Right, because we have the three.
God, knowing which one it was based on what you just did makes this story.
Good.
Go ahead.
So we had a big festival here in town. We had a whole bunch of comics in town.
Limestone Comedy Festival,
Limestone
people.
Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
Look for it in 2014.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It'll be in June, I think. Keep going.
Listen, we'll cut that part out.
Why?
Don't tell me how to edit your podcast. All right, so one night after the bars, we had like an after party here at my apartment, and we brought like 15, 20 people over.
Right.
Which is fine. They weren't bothered by that. What they were bothered by is we have an artificial palm tree in the hallway. And our close personal friend Connor Delahante.
Stupid Connor Delahante.
Stupid Connor.
Big, tall, hot, stupid Connor.
As he was leaving the party, took this palm tree and he put it in front of my door.
Yeah. In front of your door?
In front of my door.
Oh, okay.
And so the next morning, my neighbor gets up. She opens her door,
yeah,
sees the palm tree in the hallway, shuts her door, and stays in her apartment for a while because she was scared. Or so I was told by not my other neighbor, which we're talking about. This one's the one that scared. That's the one that told me about this.
Okay.
Said she
love
was,
all this pointing.
She said, Jonas, she was really spooked by that.
Yeah.
By the palm tree.
She thought it was a black guy. Sorry.
That's horrible, Tom.
That's a slur. I didn't come up with it. You said it.
Palm tree is a slur.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's for Hawaiians. Never mind. I think that makes sense. Anyway, so she was like freaked out by a palm tree, by a fake palm tree, no less.
That had moved up 8 stairs.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah. That's all.
That's
I all. Have.
The, that's. Did you ever talk to her or anything?
No.
Like, did she confront you in any way?
No.
Did you apologize?
I haven't actually. She's lived here for about a year.
Yeah.
I haven't actually introduced myself or anything like that.
Yeah, I guess it'd be weird if you tried to apologize. Like, hey, I heard you were freaked out about this fake palm tree. She'd be like, I was. But I overcame my fear of palm trees because of.
I mean, clearly she was freaked out because it had moved.
Right.
Inexplicably.
Yeah.
It's so like maybe.
You should
know.
Have just never admitted that it was someone you knew.
You're right.
You should have been like, yeah, there's a ghost in this building. Sorry. You want me to be responsible for every goddamn ghost in this world? I can't be.
So you know how, like, people can be afraid of clowns and stuff?
Yeah.
Right?
I guess. Yeah, sure.
But like in movies, sometimes they're like clown dolls that just inexplicably move throughout a house, right?
Right.
It's like a smaller version of a clown and it's more terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a bonsai tree.
Oh.
And I'm going to put it right in front of, I'm going
to
move it.
You're going to try to kill this woman.
Throughout the building.
I don't think the transit of property works here. I don't think so. that equals that. I don't think anybody's going to be scared by a bonsai tree.
I'm going to get a little Zen garden with a tiny rake.
Yeah.
And the pebbles, and I'm going to set that up right.
That would kind of freak me out, I think.
Where did the Zen garden come from?
No one's ever yelled that.
That is the most ironic form of something.
Yeah, something. Well, that is a wonderful story there, Jonas. And it ended at the perfect time because our guest just walked in. Everybody, welcome to the podcast. The lead singer of one of my favorite bands, The Band of Horses. Thanks for coming on, Nate.
Oh, it's so great to be here, guys.
Well, yeah, that's most people have. Like, we don't really have a crowd here. I think the podcast fans know, but we can make it seem like that. That's cool.
Cool.
Well, right. It is good to have you on the podcast, man.
It's good for me to be here. Yeah.
Can I just gotta ask you something real quick.
Sure.
What inspired you to write that song? No One's Gonna Love You, because that got me through a lot of stuff.
No one's gonna love horse. Do you mean no one's gonna love horse?
Well, I thought, I mean, I have the album on the record. It says, "No one's gonna love you."
Yeah, it's right after the Great Salt Horse.
Again, that's not horse is nowhere in the song titles. I don't think.
I know the song you're talking about, Tom.
Two horses.
I don't think that any of the songs have horse in the title.
I think it's.
I know what happened.
What's that?
You wanted to interview the guy from Band of Horses.
Yeah, and we did. We're happy to have you, man.
No. I'm the guy from Band of Actual Horses.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
What?
This seems like a booking error on your fault.
I don't think this is my fault. I emailed you, and you clearly said that you were an actual member of the Band of Horses.
No. I'm a Band of Actual Horses.
Does this happen often?
I gotta say, most of the time.
I feel like you should tell people.
You
should have
probably
not...
made it more clear. You probably did put the word actual in there, but you never said you weren't in the Band of Horses.
That's true. You know what? Most, I would say, anywhere from 90 to 1,000% of our bookings have been mistakes.
Well,
also, you can't do math. 1,000%. You are a fucking...
Well, that's horse math. That's different.
Okay. Oh, that's fair. It's 10 times whatever.
Yeah. I understand. Yeah.
That makes sense. I do
live about 10
times. I don't agree with your horse math, but God damn it, do I respect it.
Well, thank you.
Look, I got to be real with you. I'm pretty disappointed because now I've got to throw away like all of my questions. Pretty much all of my questions.
We rehearsed for like half an hour.
Like an thesaurus.
What's that? Did you try to fit horse in there?
The horse.
Well, Tom, this is a horse of a different color, this interview.
Well, we take that offense if there's only one kind of horse, and that's a white horse.
Whoa, so you're a race? Why? What is it with all these racists coming on our podcast?
I don't know.
I know that I made that off color saying earlier, but...
Was Haley Joel Osment, the ghost of Haley Joel Osment, a racist?
I think he probably was a racist, but he just didn't say anything.
Guys, I don't... mean to tell you what to do. You're kind of burying the lead. I mean, I'm the guy from Band of Actual Horses. We just opened for Dave Matthews Band this weekend.
That was you? We didn't see the opener. Was it the Dave Horse Matthews Band? Dave was very upset. Was it the actual Dave Matthews Band?
Dave of Actual Horses.
Dave Matthews Horse Band?
Yeah.
I guess I have several new questions for you.
Shoot it. I've heard
What do you do? Like, what kind of...
Like,
what
sexually or what?
Well, kinda. I mean, I guess I should have known that something was wrong, because you're here in a horse outfit, only half of one.
Yeah, and my partner couldn't be here.
So you partner up? What is your show like? Like, do people come and... Like, see you sing... Do you sing Band of Horses songs, or do you have different music?
Kind of, but every noun is replaced with the word horse or horses or horsies.
Okay. Well, I guess that has some form of entertainment value. Like, do people come out?
Mostly out of mistake.
Are people angry?
Oh, like... very angry.
Oh, okay.
That's how I lost my ass. I should explain.
You should explain. Why? So, how do you play instruments... When you're in a horse costume?
Well, half of us don't play any instruments at all.
How many people are in your band of horses?
10 in total. Only 5 play instruments. Most,
I assume the front half of the horse.
Well, except for the drummer. Yes.
He plays out of his legs?
Out of his asshole, yes. His asshole.
Did you say asshole?
Yeah.
As if to fit in horse asshole and smash it together?
Like most horse assholes do, yes.
Okay, all right.
Horses procreate through butt scissoring.
I don't think that's true.
Also, you're not, like, real horses.
Yeah, well, you're not real horses.
You have to understand, most horses become horses.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, I hope someday to be a horse.
Oh, you want to be a horse.
I'm not yet a horse.
But not yet a woman?
No.
Were you about to also say that?
How do people become horses? Have you had other members of the band become horses, or is this...
Not in our band, but I mean, there's horses, so how do you explain that?
Well, I think that they're just a species.
I don't think so. If you try hard enough...
What gave you this thought that this is how this would go?
Horse God.
Oh, sure. Okay. I have read the teachings of Horse God, and you're not off there.
Yeah. If you play in a band that's a cover band for a band that has the word horse in it, and you believe hard enough, someday you wake up a horse.
That is in the Book of Horse. If you turn to the Book of Mr. Ed, you will see.
He's kind of a false prophet.
Oh, yeah? You don't believe in his parts of the good book?
We think he was a good guy, but really, Muhammad was our guy.
Whoa, wait. Muhammad has a chapter in the...
I don't mean to offend your Muslim listeners, but Muhammad was a horse.
Wait,
well,
is that
explains so much.
I have to tell you, there's been many attempts in my life for my beliefs.
Well,
I'm shocked that your beliefs have enough, you know...
Followers?
Followers that people would get upset
about. Yeah, how many people
are
hearing your beliefs?
Well, I've been on a lot of shows because they think I'm the guy from Band of Horses.
Right.
And he has had many death threats, too.
Can I ask you a serious question? Do you do this on purpose? Do you know that you'll get your voice out there by pretending to be... Or leading people to believe that you're the lead singer of the Band of Horses?
Nay. Look, God, I just try to spread the word of Band of Horses and whatever else gets out there. Whatever, bud.
Well, where can people see you perform, I guess?
We're opening for a real band of actual horses on Friday at the Blue Horse.
What? What is the real band of actual horses?
That is a band that's entirely compromised, entirely composed of actual horses.
So, do they play music?
Oh, not at all. They're horses.
So they just hang out on stage as horses?
Do people just like...
But people do come to see them.
You wouldn't want to see horses inside a building?
I've seen horses inside a building.
That is a good
point.
I mean,
like a building where they're not supposed to be. Because they think they're band of horses.
How much would you pay, Jonas, to see that?
How much would I pay? Yeah. I'd pay anywhere from $250, Tom.
To what?
That's strange, because that's the exact price of the show.
I thought you were going to say, you don't have to pay that, and then we were going to work our way down.
You don't have to pay that. You only have to pay $300 to see.
Wait, no, that's more than...
Yeah, I know. That's kind of like... I thought you were going to say a higher number. I'm trying to help plug your show, man.
Honestly, I might...
Nate.
I might pay like 15, maybe.
15?
Just to, how long are the horses on stage?
That's a really good question.
I don't know. In horse time or human time?
Let's go human time. That's my context.
I want to go horse time. Give us both.
Oh, well, it's pretty much the same. 5 minutes.
Okay.
It's roughly like a meter is to a yard. It's not that much different.
That's okay. All right. Well, do you have anything you want to plug, I guess? Before
I would just like to say again that Muhammad, the prophet of the Islam faith, is definitely a horse.
All right. Well, you heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. Muhammad is a horse.
Jonas, that's not going to cause any problems.
Jonas, do you have any questions?
I do not.
All right. Well, I guess thanks for coming on, Nate. And good luck with your opening gig for the band of actual real horses.
Oh, we were gonna, very much.
We were going to have the actual guy play a song. Do you mind?
That's a good point. Would you mind playing a song?
Or just singing a song?
My ass isn't here.
Or neighing a song or
drummer,
something?
I'm a drummer, so...
Oh, you're the drummer?
Well, I mean, I'm the guy that's...
You're just the other part of...
Yeah.
You don't even play instruments.
No, I'm really...
You're not even the lead? You lied totally. Well, nonetheless, I just want to thank our guest, Nate, for being on from the band of actual horses.
Why are you thanking him?
Oh, I'd still like to be polite to the guest.
Right,
maybe
fair.
He'll be a future sponsor. Who knows?
Maybe.
All right, well...
Give us a shout-out from the pasture.
Thanks a lot. You're welcome to hang out. I'm just going to go ahead and wrap this podcast up, I think.
I'm going to talk throughout, but go on.
That's okay. All right. Well, I want to wrap up like we wrap up most podcasts by reading Amazon reviews, but these ones are special to me because I kind of got in a little bit of an awkward situation because a friend saw me looking up devil books on Amazon recently. I looked up some devil books, not like because I'm interested in the devil, but as always, I just like to see what kind of reviews people are writing for books.
Sure.
And these are some hardcore devil worship shit, and the reviews aren't what I thought they'd be. I thought it'd be people bitching about like, hey, you can't do this. Like, this is terrible.
Like Christians getting on this.
Yeah, I thought that's what it'd be, but it wasn't. It was like just people like, this isn't a very good devil book. Like, I've seen better devil books. But the funny thing to me was the rave review that I read wasn't even about the content of the book. It was just like, it shipped so fast. And it just made me laugh to think about this guy sitting around with like goat blood all over his body. It's just like typing on his computer like, man, this shipping's great over at Amazon.
I'm covered in goat blood. I don't know what I need to do next. I hope this gets here quick.
Thank that, Lord Satan. Beyond that, the other thing I wanted to share is something that is maybe the funniest thing I've ever seen on anything on Amazon. And that is that I found out, I stumbled upon some reviews of new Furbies. You guys know Furbies are like the little creatures, like the little, they're cute, they're kind of, they act like pets, kind of. And they're toys for kids.
Have you ever run across the band of Furbies?
The band of Furby horses? Stupid. That's stupid.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Here's the thing. I was reading... I always think it's funny to see like what negative reviews something like that would have. Who's reviewing a Furby with a one star? And I found some great ones. Namely, the main thing was these moms who were so pissed because it turns out that Furby has an evil mode. They made new Furbies have an evil mode. And here's the review I wrote. Because apparently it's really scary. I read this review. Let me find it real quick. This will only take a second, I think.
I'll take this second to plug a band of actual horses opening for real band of horses at the Blue Horse, located right next to Horse Sports Bar.
So definitely check that out. When is that?
Horse. That would be...
Horse Thursday?
That'd be the Horse of May.
The Horse Sabbath? Okay. Yeah. Here we go. I found the review I was looking for. There's actually several of these, depending on the color of Furby you're looking for. Every color has a negative review that sounds like this. The title is, Too Scary! Beware! Furby has an evil mode! It's horrible! My daughter loved this toy until it turned evil with no provocation. Evil slanted burning eyes and an evil sounding demonic growl. It speaks angry nonsense words and tells my daughter it hates her. She's begging me to take the Furby back to the store and get a new one. We finally figured out how to get Furby nice again, but the damage is done. When I ask her to play with the toy she loved more than any other Christmas gift, she says, not now. I know she's afraid Furby's going to turn evil again. I despise Hasbro for this experience. It's ridiculous. There's another one that I found on here.
Can I just point out one thing?
Yes.
That the mother mentioned that the child begged for it to be taken away.
And she did.
And it's totally her fault.
It is her fault.
She's like the parent.
Here's the other funny thing about this. I read in another review. I can't find the other review, but one of them said, the other bad part is you can't turn it off. There's nothing you can do.
How does it get switched on?
Apparently, like,
well,
I watched some sexy horse. Down horse.
Sorry.
Get Sorry. Off! Get off of Jonas, horse!
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
I was just feeling my oats.
Yeah, you can't turn off... I watched a video of how you turn it evil, and apparently if you, like, feed it a lot or... Oh, one of the comments... there's a ton of comments on it, when somebody goes, well, it only acts that way if you treat it bad. So somebody was, like, pissed off at the kid. It was so great. But... I decided on this one didn't have any comments on the review, because you can comment on other people's reviews. Uh-huh. And I commented on it and said, hey, I work at Hasbro, and we didn't give Furby an evil mode, so I think you should probably be more scared than you are. Like, I think that there was like a witch in the back room the other day fucking around. I don't know. She hangs out. But you're probably going to want to call the cops or whoever can stop the Lord Satan. And
the cops, I think that's who you
call. I think the cops can stop him. I never understood why nobody called the cops on Chucky. But I think that's the end of the episode. One more time, just want to thank Band of Actual Horses, ass leader, Nate.
Well, I'm second in command.
Second in command of the
he
ass.
He just said, your horse come.
What'd you say? Oh, instead of you're welcome?
Yeah.
You said your horse come?
Yeah. Maybe you should have thought that.
Not pleasant.
You guys need to think these things through before you come up with them.
Well, you know, we're a new race. We're trying to figure it out.
All right. Well, thank you for being on. Jonas, you got anything else?
No, thank you for having me as a guest on episode 7.
Hey, thanks for having me as a host.
I'm willing to be a guest anytime you
want. What's that?
I'm willing to be a guest anytime you want.
Hey, we'll probably get you back on at some point. Really quickly, I do want to plug one thing, and that is my butthole. Ew, no.
I want to plug...
Oh, no. I don't know why I said that. I really don't like that. No, I want to plug... I'm closing out the show at the Sinking Ship on, I believe, July 6th. I'm going to double check that date real quick. You guys just go ahead and jabber.
We played there. Is that the place on Meridian Street?
I think it's on
College. Maybe.
College.
Yeah.
Up in Indy.
In Broad Ripple in Indianapolis. I'm going to be there on July 7th closing out the show. I love that venue, so please come check it out if you're in Indy or nearby. And I think that's going to do it. Thanks for listening, what the fuckers.
Boomer lives.